This is Dakota Datebook for December 24th. Shopping for Christmas has become as much of a season unto itself as the actual holiday. It seems that the start of shopping deals creeps up earlier and earlier. Now many stores open on Thanksgiving, and deals on products can start even sooner. However, in 1914, this state of commercialization had some focus at the opposite end of the shopping season. Shoppers rushed around stores on Christmas Eve, staying late, pushing into the personal lives of the store owners and workers. In Grand Forks, the Daily Herald noted that residents of both sides of the river have crowded the stores, searching frantically for gifts in the frequently picked-over piles. Like all 11th-hour shoppers, they have become impatient at not being able to find what they want and have added to the burdens of the tired salespeople. The day before Christmas is hard enough, but the last few hours of shopping in the evening always have proved exceptionally difficult. Advocates had been pushing for an early close to stores throughout the country, noting that this would allow salespeople to celebrate Christmas Eve with their families. On this date in 1914, some stores in North Dakota began to follow this advice. In Grand Forks, many stores closed by 6 p.m. Some, such as the Ontario store and the Odell Company, even decided to be closed the full day. All merchants in Grand Forks were asked to consider closing early, and the consensus seemed to be that most would not mind, as long as their competitors also closed early. There was a push for locals to shop earlier, with stores reminding their clientele that waiting meant looking through picked-over stock. Some also pushed for useful gifts, called SPUG, which stood for Society for the Promotion of Useful Giving. Yet this short editorial note from the Grand Forks Herald showcased other attitudes for this season, saying, "For our part, we don't care whether or not all the stores close Christmas Eve. Our shopping can be done in 2 minutes, any afternoon." And of course, one place stayed open later than the rest. For the first time in Grand Forks, St. Paul's Episcopal Church took up the new custom of holding a midnight service on Christmas Eve. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Sarah Walker. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.